So our next speaker is Ken Cultural.
I'm going to talk about vegetative compensation of procumbent cultivars in a hot climate. I've been working on a mechanization. We've been doing some of the discovery work for a New York company in the vast vineyards of California. Then I'll start with that. So majority of the vineyards in California are on a system called a California Sprawl System. It's a non-positioned single curtain trellis. It's a short canopy about like 5 feet 4 inches, and then it's got two catch wires up on top. So the reason this is used is because it's cheap to put up, and it creates this almost this hoop house, and protects the berries from the damaging sun. What we have a problem with is declining yields post mechanical box pruning. So it costs us about 29 cents a vine to prune them by hand, and about 7 cents a vine to prune them by machine. And since these grapes are worth only about like $300 a ton, every dollar counts. So most of the time we can only afford to prune. We can't afford to do anything else because average vineyard size is about 250 acres in our Fresno area. So we know that node number or pruning is a rough regulator of yield, because we have unpredictable vegetative and reproductive compensating responses from the grapevine when you open up a canopy under the hot California sun. So there are further enhancements that people try, such as mechanical leaf removal, mechanical shoot thinning, but most of this work has been done in a little bit cooler climates. Then sometimes you're able to achieve canopies like this. This is from Central California, so you have the light filtering through here, so this is as romantic as a vineyard gets in the Fresno area. So what happens when you mechanically box prune a vineyard and just leave it be? Initially, your yields will increase up to about 14 tons, and then slowly they will decline. And the yield threshold in California is 12 tons to the acre. So it's quite a bit, and it's pertinent that these yield thresholds are met every year. So we did these studies with mechanical box pruning, crossed them with RDI. So the results were really encouraging, and this was one of the most cited papers in a Journal of Enology and Viticulture. So we compared hand-pruned vines to low shoot density, mid shoot density, high shoot density, crossed with different RDI regimes. And what we noticed that if we implement RDI at 50% of our ET demand between our fruit set and veraison, then ramp up the irrigation to 70% of our demand, we're able to invigorate the vines as measured by our pruning weight per kilogram per meter of row. So our target is roughly around 9.9 kgs per meter of row. So we got this result in 1 year. The following year, we got the exact same results, and the growers have started implementing this immediately, because it was such a cool finding. However, the case for region 5 viticulture, it's hot and yield is paramount, and you need to forget everything and start from scratch. In this region, decreasing shoot density does not provide any further benefit to canopy function, because everything is different. Increasing the severity of shoot thinning resulted in a lack of a physiological response as a result of vegetative compensation. So what happened with some of the other varieties which we were working with, they generated a larger leaf area by the remaining shoots on a sparsely populated canopy. So shoot density recommendations range from 15 shoots per meter to 35 shoots per meter, all the way up to 60 shoots per meter of row. So these are tremendously large vines. So in this current study, which ended up being a cover page article in Horse Science last year, we wanted to investigate the interactive effects of pruning systems and shoot thinning in a procumbent variety in region 5, which provides about 70% of California's wine grape crush. So the study I ran from actually at 2009 to 2011. I'm just showing you, 2010 to 2011 after the vines are adjusted to the treatments. The study is in Kern County, Southern Kern County, on the Tehachapi Bench. And, the soil looks like the moon surface, and, it's a desert. The experiment was a 2x3 factorially arranged randomized complete block with 4 replications, and each experimental unit had 386 vines in it, of which, 24 we sampled. So we looked at two pruning methods, spur pruned and mechanically box pruned. The mechanically box pruning is achieved with California sprawl pruner. And our shoot thinning was done with a mechanical shoot thinner. We looked at 3 treatments, 40 shoots per meter, 45 shoots per meter, or unthinned. When you thin the shoots at a modified Eichhorn Lorenz scale stage 17, this is the kind of arrangement or gaps you might see in a canopy. It's non-selective, it just removes shoots. It doesn't know what's count shoot or non-count shoot, but I send the students back in there to count them. So here's how a spur pruned vine looks in the spring. We tried to grow a cover crop in Kern County. We're not very successful. So here's a spur pruned canopy. Here's a mechanically box pruned canopy. What we do is we leave a 100 millimeter spur height or bearing surface, and then we generate the canopy from these mess of shoots. This is a resource limited area. So this is the RDI regime that was applied. We applied negative 1.2 megapascals of leaf water stress at midday, antithesis to a fruit set. From fruit set to a veraison, negative 1.4 megapascals. And then from veraison on, it was ramped up to a negative 1.2 megapascals at midday. And here's how the irrigation regime looks. So we impose a stress right after a fruit set, and I keep it on there for about 6 to 7 weeks, and then ramp up the irrigation on our veraison so we retain our yield. And this roughly is equivalent to about 2 acre feet of water. So this will save you about a quarter acre foot of water per acre a year. So looking at the results, so I have total shoots, percentage of count shoots, percentage of non-count shoots. Year had an effect, and a year and a shoot thinning presented some interactive effects in this study. So since I have these treatments that are somewhat related to each other, so they go a linearly increase in the number of shoots per meter of row, I'm going to talk about the linearity or the fitted quadratic or forced quadratic fit. My non-count shoot percentage year on year decreases as I concomitantly increase mechanization into these systems. So I end up with more fruitful shoots as the years go on by. So non-count shoots made up about 50 to 60% of the canopy. However, this drops to about 30% of the total shoots in the canopy structure. When I look at percent PAR transmittance in the canopy, leaf layer numbers, canopy gaps, leaf area per vine, I have some effects of shoot thinning, but these are mostly decided by the pruning regime. I'll discuss these further in the discussion. When I look at the yield, clusters harvested per vine, berry weight, cluster weight, immediately what strikes us is the cut down in our berry size from year on year. In 2009, our berries were a little bit bigger. In 2011, our berries were quite a bit smaller. This was due to us receiving 36 millimeters less precipitation in the dormant season. Yes, 36 millimeters, that's, quite a difference, but it cut down our berry size quite a bit. So our yield, I'm expressing them as kilograms per meter of yield. So we try to stay around 7 kilograms per meter in the procumbent varieties that we work with to attain the yield, to attain the color composition that we look for. We're cutting down berry size with mechanization, cluster weight is cut down. However, our yield increases with mechanical box pruning, because I cannot retain many more clusters per vine with mechanically box pruned vines. The shoot thinning presents nice trends to pick out whatever we want. However, cluster weight is usually non-responsive due to reproductive compensation that you get with shoot thinning in the procumbent canopies. So here's where we make our money, because these are grown for volume, but also total phenolic and anthocyanin contents, because these are usually our blenders. That's what makes the base wine. If you enjoy Trader Joe's, your two-buck chuck will usually will come from here. Or if you're a Gallo consumer, that's going to be your Barefoot, up to $7. This is where it will come. But the most important finding of this study was as we opened up the canopy, we reduced our phenolic composition in both years, and that was a significant finding of the study. Our pruning weights are, within range. Our Ravaz index was within range with mechanized studies. So mechanical shoot thinning is not effective in hot regions. Sparsely populated canopies fill up very quickly. Region 5 canopy is 30% greater in size compared to Region 4, even more so than Region 3 canopy. Shoot thinning removal is not recommended, so you can save your $35 to $80 per acre cost. Mechanically box pruned vines had higher cluster numbers. Yield control was achieved with shoot thinning. However, as berry size decreased, cluster size did not decrease in the study. The proportional increase in berry weight with the proportional decrease in shoot numbers did not result in a proportional increase in yield in region 5. TSS, total soluble salts and juice pH responded as reported elsewhere. You get a little bump, but it's not significant to us. Bare skin phenolics did not respond to a pruning method in either year. However, there was a quadratic response to a shoot thinning, not previously reported in literature. We had a direct and a positive response of bare skin phenolics to concomitant decrease in shoot density by pruning and shoot thinning manipulation previously. There was also an indirect but positive response to bare size reduction previously. Both responses were achieved without the inclusion of shoot thinning in our region 5. So pruning weight was above the recommended levels. Only mechanical box pruning gave us the pruning weight. Pruning weight is unresponsive to shoot thinning in our region 5. However, Ravaz index values were within range, 5 to 10 kg per kg for the region. So in the absence of a physiological or a financial incentive, shoot thinning is not recommended in region 5. Mechanically box pruning and cutting down irrigation slows down the growth to what we need. The Syrah SO4 combination is too vigorous for the region, so we recommended either this cultural method, or if you're going to plant a new vineyard, increase the cordon height to at least 1.8 meters. Or horizontal separation is recommended. And I think I took up all 15 minutes.